Chapter 2, The Art of Writing. Many writers began their journey early in life. They wrote short stories, created poetry, and wrote essays in grade school, which are great building blocks to becoming a professional writer. Is it enough, though? Sorry to burst your bubble again, but early writing doesn't guarantee your writing success. First, you must learn the art of writing. Gustave Flaubert says, "The art of writing is the art of discovering what you believe." I believe that when you write, it defines your thoughts. Therefore, the more articulate you are, the better writer you become, and you discover the art of writing. My motto is, when I don't write, I don't feel right. Writing is an art. Let's begin by defining the art of writing. The art of writing includes all activities leading up to when you sat down and began writing, including your basic education from kindergarten through the 12th grade. I bet you would have paid closer attention to your English teachers if you knew you were going to author a book someday. There is nothing better than having a solid grammar, spelling, and punctuation background. So now what? What if you have poor grammar skills? Not to worry. That is what classes and writing coaches accomplish. You must start somewhere. May I suggest taking a course in creative writing from either your local junior college or a four-year university? You don't have to major in English or complete a degree. The goal is to hone your writing skills, and unfortunately, the only way to do that is by learning and then applying what you have learned. If taking classes isn't an option for you, you're not out of luck or left in limbo. In my city, we have several writer groups where authors can get feedback and swap their writing samples with others to learn from them. I strongly encourage that. If one isn't available near you, start one. You might be surprised by the interest level. Another avenue is to form the same type of group using Zoom or another video chat conferencing site. I often coach small groups on Zoom, limiting the number to 6 authors at a time. Keep that in mind when you either join a group or start one. Here, larger isn't better, because writers won't get their desired feedback. If you are interested in either group or one-on-one coaching, email me at drmelcaudle@gmail.com. Improving your writing skills. To improve your writing skills, you must write. Occasionally writing when you have the time will not cut it. You must write every day and rewrite what you write. Sorry, there are no shortcuts. Essentially, practicing writing won't make you a better writer. You must write, learn from your mistakes, and apply your skills. When coaching someone on writing, I use a simple approach. Show me what you have. By this, I want to see their raw writing samples, and then I design my lessons using what they have written. I am not a proponent of giving exercise worksheets filled with circling grammar mistakes or identifying the correct usage of a word. Rather, the material must come from the writer to learn and master writing and define your art of writing. That's how we learn to be better writers. Does reading improve your writing? One would think that the more you read, the better of a writer you become. Not so much. Reading best-selling authors is important as long as you go into the reading session to obtain knowledge or skill. For instance, I have a unique writing style. I don't use dialogue tags. You know those pesky endings of he said or she said? To me, they are useless. I loathe them. And they impede my reading enjoyment. So when I wrote my first novel, I promised myself that I would not use dialogue tags. How is this possible? Easier than you might think. And I will dedicate an entire section to this later in this book on how not to use dialogue tags. For now, know that just because every writer uses them, including J.K. Rowling, James Patterson, and John Grisham, doesn't mean you need to. That's the beauty of the art of writing. You get to develop your style and be you and not become a copycat writer. Setting up your writing environment. The more you write, the more you'll want to write. Can you write anywhere? Yes, but should you? That answer depends on you and how you like your environment. For me, I can write anywhere. Oh, happy day. I have dozens of books, and most I finish while on a cruise ship or at the beach. Something about me being around the salt air nourishes my writing creativity. I love that part of my job because I am not looking at the same 4 walls as I sit behind my desk. That's not to say I don't write in my office. Most of my drafts and rewrites are done in my office, my writing environment. When I wrote my first novel, I was in the 7th grade. It was a writing assignment for my English class, and my best friend and I took on this project together. It was a lot of fun. When we wrote, we were in her bedroom or mine. There wasn't any other place to write together, other than the school library, which the librarian discouraged us because we had to talk out our plot and characters. I must say, I have come a long way. Today, my office is in my house, and it is very lovely and large, overlooking the pool in my backyard. Yes, still near water. When I enter my office, I am already in the mindset of writing. I work off three screens, making it easier to navigate the manuscript when cutting and pasting or moving paragraphs and chapters. Somehow, my office sets my tone for my writing day, which usually consists of spending the first 30 minutes answering emails and attending to bills, etc. Then I set aside at least 2 hours to concentrate on my writing. This is important as I also own Absolute Author Publishing House and edit others' manuscripts. If I didn't set the time for my writing, I doubt it would finish any book I write at all. That is why it's vital to establish a writing routine in a specific environment. If you don't have space in your home for a private office, that doesn't mean you can't establish an area. In the early 80s, when I began writing, I turned a walk-in closet into a writing area. That lasted until I became pregnant and needed that closet for the baby things. So I then set up a small TV tray in the corner of my bedroom with an IBM Selectric typewriter. Do you even know what that is? This is what I had to use before computers. It wasn't easy, but I accomplished the task. Some authors set up their writing spaces in halls, the kitchen, formal living rooms, or any large enough space to accommodate their computers. With that said, one of my author clients only writes in their living room, sitting on the sofa using their laptop. So I guess what I am trying to convey is it is essential for you to have an area that you feel comfortable writing. Does your environment have to be quiet? No, not at all. When I write, I have music playing in the background. Somehow, that makes me relax, and the words fly onto the page. Another client of mine can't write unless the television is on. Some say that would be distracting. Not for her. The silence distracts her, not the noise. The key to your environment is what makes you comfortable enough to write, and you enjoy being there. So when setting up your environment, consider dedicated workspace, choose the area in your home you feel you can be the most productive, have a comfortable chair. There is nothing worse than sitting and writing all day and being uncomfortable. Oh, I don't use a standard desk or executive chair. Instead, I have a leather recliner that sits on an elevated platform. It is comfortable for my writing purposes. Writing tools. Have the writing tools close at hand, including pens, pencils, highlighters, printer paper, and sticky notes. Power outlets. Ensure that the room has enough electrical outlets to power your printer, computer, and charging station for your phone and/or iPad. Place to post things. Consider hanging a dry eraser board for outlining or making to-do lists. They come in handy when you get interrupted during your writing process. Writing resources. Keep on hand a dictionary and a thesaurus. Yes, you can access both on a computer, but you can often flip through the dictionary and get inspiration when you are stuck for a word. Declutter your environment. Keep your writing area free of clutter. This is more difficult than it sounds as drafts pile up. Water glasses, coffee mugs, writing books, and so much more. Early evening, I clean my office as if I expect someone famous to drop by. I wouldn't want to be embarrassed by having a mess. Then every morning, I have a fresh, clean office to begin my day. Make your environment welcoming. Make the environment as personable and as welcoming as possible. I have my artwork on the walls and art completed by my grandchildren. I also keep candles handy and burn them according to need. If I need to calm down, I'll burn a lavender candle. If I need a pick-me-up scent, my go-to is citrus. If I am writing a sex scene, don't ask. Just kidding. For the more complex scenes, I love the scent of gardenias. I also have a jellyfish tank. No, not real jellyfish, but they look like it. And when I turn on the air bubbles in the tank, the jellyfish change colors and float, which relaxes me.